Mike Tyson lost his fight against Jake Paul, but that's not why he's the butt of the joke.
Ooh, and Beyonce has a Christmas present for the entire country.
Plus, honey, my good friend Tamra Cherie is joining us later to dish about her Show Bell Collective and, y'all, a whole lot more. So,
let's get this started!
In here, y'all, all right, Jonathan Majors and Megan Good showed off their elegant fashion at the Ebony Power 100 Gala, but it was one special piece of jewelry that caught everyone's eye. Ooh. Check this out.
We engaged.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Congratulations. We have to come cover the wedding.
Run it.
All right.
Aww.
That's cool.
And they chose the Ebony Power 100 to announce their engagement because they met at the same event 2 years ago, y'all, in the unisex bathroom.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
That wasn't a bad idea after all.
Every time I see them, they always look so happy. Oh. I didn't believe the rumors when they said they broke up. Clearly, they had not. Mm. So I'm happy for them. Congratulations to them.
Well, they don't be looking that happy to me, honey. She looked happy. He still be looking nervous. He like he nervous. Like they're gonna come take him to jail or something. He just
Maybe he was traumatized.
He's probably kind of nervous all the time.
Really? He doesn't look nervous.
Well, when
to
he was shaking up that white woman, he should have been nervous, honey. That got him in this position that he in. And I feel so sorry for that ring, honey. I mean,
don't do that, Gary. They happy.
Oh. That looks like a nice size ring.
Yeah, you can see it from here.
Like her fingers are bigger than that ring. That's just not. I feel bad for Megan. She could have done better. Well, but I mean, they love each other.
And that's all that matters, Gary. As long as they're happy.
But the biggest milestone, I don't even think, is this engagement.
What is it?
The fact that they've been together long enough to where her dressing style is rubbing off on him. Because usually when you see him photographed, you wouldn't know what year it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, because he wears like pilgrim kind of like.
He out here dressed like a settler.
Benjamin Franklin
He's
style.
He's definitely got a style of dressing.
Well, you got to dress your man, huh? He can't be looking raggedy.
Okay, well, after being postponed from July, the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight streamed on Netflix Friday. And unfortunately, Iron Mike lost to the YouTuber. Uh-oh. But Tyson said he had no regrets considering he recovered from major health problems. He tweeted, "Oh, this is one of those situations where you lost, but you still won. I'm just grateful for last night. But besides the actual fight, one moment that got everybody talking was when Mike walked away after being interviewed by his son in the locker room. Check this out.
What's your prediction?
Vicious win.
Vicious win. Thank you, Dad.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah.
You think this is going to help put an end to the locker room interviews? Because, like, in all my years of watching sporting events, I have never seen anything like this day in my
life.
Never happened. That's so wild that it hasn't happened yet.
But Mike's butt is just not cute like it used to be. It's not as round.
Well, Gary, people get older and your body changes. He's still in great shape, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, but they cheated us.
He's still in great shape, though. I saw some stuff on social media that said that when Jake Paul got up close to him, he was like, "Yo, cool it on the punches." Like, you're getting $20 million. Yeah. Chill out. Like, the punches hurt, dude. I'm supposed to win this fight.
Yo, because he was on full speed that first round.
Yeah.
Like, the head movement was there, and then, like, you know, the hooks was connected, and it was like, I don't know what happened. Like, we watched him get older in real time.
Right, it happened right in front of you. You can't beat Father Time. I mean, it's just like, you know, Iron Mike's the GOAT, but also he's almost 60 years old.
You know? I think it was rigged.
I want to see him fight Morgan Freeman next.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mike, that is.
All right, well, if you need another reason to look forward to Christmas, Beyonce's got you covered.
Hey.
She's going to be in her hometown of Houston performing during the halftime show of the Houston Texans and Baltimore Ravens. The game's going to be streaming live on Netflix during their first ever NFL Christmas game day. How about that?
Nice. Mm. People are going to be glued to their TVs.
You know, Netflix is bringing the live, right?
Okay.
They had the live boxing, and now they got live NFL with Beyonce.
I didn't know they do football games.
They're Netflix? Just starting to do a bunch of everything, but they need to reset their router before that game come on. If it was anything like that fight,
everybody's TV messed up for that fight. Everybody. Mm-hmm. The circle kept coming. It kept saying, "We're having trouble. Try again in 30 seconds. Like, we like, what?
Are y'all gonna watch this Christmas thing with Beyonce?
Are you crazy? Absolutely.
Well, I wish the hell
First
I would.
First of all, I like football, so I would watch it anyway, but because Beyonce's performing, I'll be glued to the TV. I won't be going to get no food during the halftime show. I'm gonna be sitting there watching her do I feel like I haven't seen her perform any of the Cowboy Carter songs.
That's the problem, though. She's too busy trying to promote that Cadillac Cowboy stuff. I never got time for that.
Yes, it's a great album, and I can't wait to see her perform. And it's dope she performing for her hometown.
And yeah, that's Christmas.
Kudos, I love it. And I'm sure Jay-Z will be there with her.
Also, like, she's got to be getting a special Netflix check for this. Like,
of course she's getting paid. She ain't doing it for free.
Come on.
Beyonce securing the bag for sure.
She should do it for free. That's Jesus' birthday.
Oh, Christmas. Gary, you wouldn't do it for free on Jesus' birthday.
I would think about it.
Okay, y'all, the Oscars are still a few months away, but the host has been announced, and it's, drum roll, please, Conan O'Brien. Yes, it will be his first time hosting, y'all. Reportedly, Jimmy Kimmel, the previous host, was approached to do it again, but he turned it down.
Oh.
Do they pay them?
Yeah, they get a small.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is they kind of get to shape the show, because I think the writing staff comes on right around then as well, where it's like, hey, who do you want to help write all these jokes and stuff? And so, you know, Conan has been a late night staple since what, the early 90s?
Yeah, for years.
And I think he's a fine balance between like somebody who's like real, like a sharpshooter like Ricky Gervais and somebody who is like, you know, classical like, you know, Billy Crystal or somebody like that.
Sure.
You know, he does his thing.
Got Chris Rock. I think he would have did well too, so.
Yeah.
He probably would have.
Because I think they asked him another time, and he was like, nah.
Yo, Conan's hair cracks.
I was gonna say that definitely do, baby.
It'll be funny too whenever we see Conan on stage next to some of these people, because people forget Conan is freakishly tall.
Yeah.
He told me
he is gigantic.
Uh-uh.
He's a tall, tall dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's about 8 feet tall?
He's like NBA eight? Player he's tall.
There. Yeah.
Wow.
Like he's from Hollow Earth.
He don't look that tall.
He doesn't. Yeah. He looks not tall.
You
gotta
see him. Well, because most of the time you see him sitting behind a desk.
Yeah.
When you see him standing next to people, that's when you're like, oh.
I bet you can really tell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He probably walk in the rooms like. All right, now will.i.am has had huge success and sold tons of albums, and by all accounts, he's made it. But believe it or not, he doesn't own a house. He said, I've never had a house. I bought myself a studio, I have my office, but I stay in a hotel. I don't have a house because I ain't bought the house that says I made it. Which is shocking. It's just such bad business planning. Like, renting a hotel is worse than renting an apartment. Like, you know, you get no new, you know,
nothing.
You don't build any equity.
Yeah, no equity.
You just don't have to clean up.
You just don't have to clean up, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, the views and the grounds are maintained.
But you're not home cooking, you know.
That first house doesn't have to be your forever house.
I guess you should just send out his laundry to the cleaners.
But if you were him, would you not buy a place if it wasn't the place that you visualized in your head?
There's so many places, and he's got so much money, I'm surprised he hasn't just built his own place.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he bought a studio, he bought all this. Maybe he's not sure what city. What city does he live in?
I mean, in my head, he's still in L.A.
Okay.
But I know a guy like that probably moves around because all the different business dealies he does. He's doing some stuff with Sirius XM right now, too. So, you know, he's moving around.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you like it, I love it.
Okay. Well, y'all, up next, what gospel singer needs to wash her mouth out with soap?
Uh-oh.
Find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Well, y'all, gospel singer LeAndrea Johnson is the perfect example of, I love the Lord, but I cuss a little bit too sometimes. For those of you who don't know, LeAndrea has battled on and off with alcohol addiction for some time and has been very vocal about it. She hopped on social media to share that during a conversation, someone asked her why she continued to talk about her drinking. And in the words of Gary, baby, her response will send you searching for some holy oil.
Oh.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
LeAndrea responded and said, you.
Oh,
nice.
Bloop, there you have it. But a lot of people are coming down on her response because she's a gospel singer, y'all. But gospel singers are people too.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them that cuss, and they might not do it in front of everybody, but you know, sometimes you just gotta let one or two of them out. And when people bother you, they have feelings too.
You don't think the people in the Bible curse, like Job and them?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Job definitely cursed.
I believe it.
Yeah. I don't know. I know of them. I don't know what they did, but I know Job waited on the Lord, so he probably was patient.
Yeah, a lot of people in the Bible may have, I don't know if it's the same words that we use.
You think Daniel Wayne's in that lion's den was like, oh, once.
But it's good to curse every now and then. You got to give it that
You got to let that pressure off some way or another.
I believe this let a lot of pressure off of her when she got to say that. Like, I don't blame her. I love LeAndrea.
You think at first she would have, like... Because you ever try to do those things where you get...
She's human.
Do you ever try to do those things when you're a kid where you get close to cursing, but you didn't quite do it? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be like, shut the front door. All right, it's time to go shopping with another...
Battle of the Deals!
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, Gary.
Okay, we've got the Windex Top Fill Ultrasonic Humidifier, y'all, with night light. Ooh. Now, besides helping promote healthy skin and relieve itchy, dry eyes, this can also provide a calming glow. Now, it's perfect as a soft table, or the soft table light, I should say, or a night light with a choice of three soothing colors. Now, this can go for as high as $60. Oh my God, honey. But we've got you today for just $15. Oh my God.
That's a good deal. Oh,
and this is a doorbuster deal, so remember the limit is three per customer.
Okay, next we've got the two-pack Fern and Willow Premium Gel-Infused Cooling Pillows. This deal includes two standard size pillows. The pillows' gel-infused fibers prevents heat from being trapped, leaving you with a cool and comfortable sleep. And don't forget your guest room. Be sure to grab these for overnight guests this holiday season. Now, they go for as high as $105, but we got you today for two for $25.
Ooh. Okay, now I've got the Lifewear Ultra Slim Tim 80P Dash Can. Be prepared for holiday travel with this dash can. This offer features such things as motion and crash detection for instant recording, accident detection, and easy viewing. The night vision LED ensures clear recording even in low light conditions, while the distortion-free lens captures a wide angle view. Now, this usually goes for $50, but today we got you for the low, low price of
$24.99. Oh, nice.
Wow,
well,
nice. These are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three. Got it? This code right here or morningsave.com.
Up next, the Bell Collective's Tambra Cherie is in the building to talk about the new season and maybe spill some tea on Gary. Ooh, come right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yes, y'all. Now, in case you haven't heard, honey, Bell Collective is back for season five. And honey, we have its star and my good friend, Miss Tambra Cherie, here to dish all about it. Welcome, Tambra.
Hi. It feels good to be back. I miss you guys.
We missed you too, girl. Yeah. Well, honey, the new season of Bell Collective is out now. Mm-hmm. What can the audience expect to see from you and the ladies?
Oh my goodness. This season, when I tell you guys, you're going to see like new personalities.
Ooh. From the same people?
From the same people.
Oh, wow.
From the same people, same cast. Okay. They just brought new personalities this season. But no, yes, this season is really about, like, I guess, reconnecting.
Okay.
A lot of forgiveness is definitely needed this season. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just trying to mend the relationships of the Bells.
Well, are you going to reconnect with Marie?
We're continue to watch season five. I am a work in progress.
Oh. Well, girl, you and Gary are really close. Now, has Gary ever shaded you about something that you've done or said on the show? And if so, girl, what?
Oh, my goodness. He definitely will call.
Of course.
As he's watching.
Yeah.
As he's watching.
At the same time.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. But shaded me. No, he's really good at shading the girls, though. I'm trying to think. What has he done?
I did
to
a
shade
little shade, maybe, today.
Today? Oh. Okay, today. I told you, sometimes it's your own friends. Sometimes your own friends, because you're good at shading the girls all day long.
Now, Brad, you and I usually watch Brad to shows. Why don't you watch when I'm watching?
I can't.
It's a lot.
I have a kid now. I can't.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's going to be your excuse for the next 18 years. I've been using the hell out of it for like a time. It works because it's done.
It's the baby.
I'll talk about it. Hey, Brad, did you watch this?
You called during the commercial.
Yeah, I always call you during commercials. Okay, girl, what is going on?
You have your who you're not feeling.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, I like the show. Ooh. I like the show, though, so, you know, but anyway.
And it's okay if you don't like some of the girls. I understand.
Because you don't like them, neither.
Oh,
But anyway, Tam, now you wrote a motivational book, honey, a while back. But, honey, most people like to spill tea, honey, in their books. Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever do a tell-all book, and who would you tell on?
Oh, my goodness, a tell-all book. I don't think, you know, because I love this industry so much. Mm. I love entertainment. I don't think I would tell all because I love life. I really do. So I don't think I would tell all. I'll tell some.
What is this book about?
Actually, my book was Surrounded by Sin, Grounded by Love. Okay, so that the title itself actually comes from the entertainment industry.
Okay.
Just being surrounded by so much sin, but I was always grounded by love.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, you know, look, we see a lot in entertainment business. You guys know, don't sit up here in front now.
Yes, so we know you have a ton of things going on. And out of all the stuff you have going on, what are you most excited about right now in your career?
Oh, my career? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I definitely enjoy everything that I'm doing right now. I love the podcast that I'm doing. There, I said it. I love that. I love that. But, okay, so you guys know I did, I have my own immunity tea, right?
Okay.
Yes, I have, just in case you did not know. Okay. I have my own immunity tea.
So did you put some Ozempic in it?
No, no Ozempic.
How do you put Ozempic in tea? How do you put Ozempic in tea, Gary?
No.
Not Ozempic tea.
No.
Let me know when you make that. We all get
rich. You don't have to take the shot anymore. Okay. You're like, no.
You just drink the Ozempic.
Right.
Well, Tamara, stay wherever you are and join us in this one on our last topic, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. We're going to dish on why Cat Williams is mad at Saturday Night Live right after the break.
Oh, no. What done happened, Lord? Dish
Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Bell Collective's Tamara Cherie is in the building, and since she's dished with us so many times, we're going to have her come and chime in on this tea we got right here now. Cat Williams just added another enemy to his list, and this time it's SNL. He said he's the only person that has been parodied 9 times but never invited to the show. And he didn't stop there. Check this out.
A lot of times when people are doing an impression of you, they're really showing you how they feel about you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So for Saturday Night Live to have an impression of me and have a woman do that means they think I'm a...
What do y'all think about Cat Williams' thoughts on this? Because, you know, Kenan Thompson can't play everybody.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he's good.
But I don't know
if you can pull Cat Williams.
I don't think that's what it would mean, though. I think that was the best person. If they thought that was the best person and that person did the role the best, then that's who they were going to get to do it.
Egg on the World is a monster on that show. She could do a little bit of everybody on it.
Yeah. I don't want him to be mad at that if it was a good impersonation. Did they say something bad?
It was pretty much a recreation of the Club Shay Shay interview. So the only other qualified black man.
Yes, that's her.
You thought that was
him?
Oh, come on, man.
She's that good.
I wasn't even really paying attention to it. Okay, now I see it. Okay.
I don't know. I think it's more to it. Maybe it's because he hasn't been on there yet.
He's got to feel a certain way about that.
Yeah, because they're always impersonating him and all of these things. Maybe it's because he hasn't been on there himself.
Come on, Lauren, do the right thing, man.
Yes,
invite the cat on, man.
That part.
Well, y'all, that's
part.
All the tea we have for today. Everybody, be sure to check out Tamara Cherie every Friday on Bell Collective, airing on OWN. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.